Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I have with me a guest tonight, Miss Carmen Abercrombie, and we're going to go with Coach Carmen tonight. She is the founder and CEO of Sharing the Bliss. Coach Carmen, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Val. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
Yes, I was so fascinated by your website, sharingthebliss.com, and it says you're a Christian holistic wellness and life transformer. Why don't you share a little bit with our listening audience of who is Coach Carmen?
Okay, amen. Well, see, Coach Carmen is a woman who went through what I call a cocoon experience, and that is when everything seems to fall apart in your life at one time, and it's an experience that is challenging because sometimes it blindsides you, and sometimes you can be walking on that edge, I say. And you know that you're on the edge, but you just allow yourself to stay there because of one thing or another. And you know you're teetering, and next thing you know, you just topple over. And so that is pretty much, in a nutshell, what happened to me. I had a bath and body shop and day spa, and I was all about the wellness. And the thing is, I wasn't well myself. I didn't realize it, but I was about to hit the wall, and that was a result of having a type A personality for years. And, you know, when I opened up my shop, I always say, you can have a dream, but if your dream isn't really your purpose and you're not aligned with God's way of doing and being right while you're in that dream, it can become a nightmare. So that's what happened to me. I opened up my dream business. It was just a beautiful place, but financially it just wasn't supporting me, and my husband was having challenges with his job, and the stress of the store became a lot for our marriage. So things were going wrong with that, and at the same time, I started to lose several people in my family, my younger brother, my husband's brother, and seven other close family members at one time.
Seven family members?
Yes, Dr. Val, seven, like within a very short time frame, like less than a year.
Wow. I see you lost your mom when she was 41 years old.
Yeah, I started with that. I was 14 when she passed away, and then 11 years later, my father passed away. So I guess I was plagued with, some people call it bloodline curses, and I do believe in those, but I also believe that you don't have to follow suit. You know, amen. You can definitely avoid them if you know, you know what to do to not fall into that, into those issues that you see has happened in your family. So I knew that I was on my way out. I knew that I had gotten ill. I had a blood disease. And this is I ate pretty healthy considering, you know, I didn't eat like most of my friends ate, but unfortunately, I still wasn't eating healthy enough. And as I said, because of all these other issues, I believe that every illness starts in the soul, you know. And if your soul, if your mind, will, and emotions isn't right, then you can fall into the death cycle. So, and that's what happened to me. Because my soul was sick, I became physically ill. And I knew that, yes.
Well, you talked about the shop. What kind of shop was it?
It was a bath and body shop and day spa.
Okay. So you were basically, the shop you were operating was catering to the body, but it wasn't catering to the nutritional part. It was just, you know, the herbs and spices and stuff of your skin.
Yeah, it was bath and body. I was an aromatherapist and I made bath and body products. But I also, it's really interesting, Dr. Val, because I was into wellness. I was doing detox classes, but I never went all the way myself to, I didn't go through a full detox myself. And I knew, like, I was born with eczema. I knew that I had an issue with sugar when I ate a lot of refined sugar, or not even just any refined sugar. My eczema would flare up, and I knew that I needed to detox. Several people had told me, you really need to detox. And I never went all the way because I didn't want to give up sugar to that point of, you know, of just going cold turkey. And I still ate white bread and white rice and that type of stuff. So I thought I was eating healthy, but I really wasn't. I was feeding my inner terrain the toxic food that was really causing more havoc in my body than I realized. So, yeah, I was doing, I was promoting wellness, but I always say there's different levels of wellness, and when you are beginning to get ill, you have to go all the way to the area of wellness where you are totally detoxing, you are eating live and living organic food. That's like one of the highest level of wellness. And when you're sick, that's where you need to be. Anywhere else in between there is not enough to heal your body without medication. And that's what I was endeavoring to do.
How important is detoxing? And just like you said, there's different levels of holistic approaches to wellness.
Yes.
Where would you say detoxing rates on that chart?
Yes, I would say detoxing is the first line of defense. And it's funny because, as you know, as a result of what I went through, God healed my body without drugs holistically, and one of the first things I had to do was I had to detox my soul first, and then I had to detox my body. It was pretty much around the same time while I was detoxing my soul, but I had to get my mind right to even get on that detox training physically, because, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. I'm sure you know it's not that easy to give up food that you're used to. So what God revealed to me was that I had to renew my thinking, and I had to detox my mind and let go of hurt, pain, and all that, you know, that yucky stuff that's in your soul. And when I started doing that, it became a lot easier for me to let go of the unhealthy food, and I ended up becoming a raw vegan. But the detoxing was very, very important because, and it's always important because what you want to do is you want to change your inner terrain. You want to kill all of the, or starve all of the microbes and the bad bacteria that has taken over your body because you're no longer alkaline, you're acid, and you want to free yourself from anything that's going to continue to create that environment. So once we detox, and the detoxing can be anything from starting off with getting rid of the meat. And then once you get rid of the meat, Like I have a 28-day body and soul detox, and what we do, we get rid of the meat, and then from there we become cooked vegans, where we're no longer doing any dairy or anything related to meat, and you're just eating cooked plant-based food and whole food. And then from there you become a raw vegan for a while, and that's when you're eating the live salads and fruits and smoothies and juices. And I'm telling you, Dr. Val, that is how you heal your body, because you're no longer bringing into your body those things that's feeding your body the toxins that's making you sick.
Well, you know, there is so much going on in this dispensation, in this game we call life right now, Coach Carmen. And one of the things is, you know, so many people are plagued with tragedy, and you talked a little bit about the different tragedies that caused you to change, that caused a shift in your life. And so many are going through a shift right now, but the problem with them going through the shift is they've lost their footing. There are people that have gone through situations in their life where, you know, that were Christians, believers. They believed in God, but because the manifestation of the promise hadn't taken place when they deemed that it should, it caused them to fall off and fall out and lose their footing.
Yes.
What would you say as far as, because you deal with the holistic, you know, holistically with your body, mind, and your soul, how
yes,
do individuals that have lost their footing begin to begin again?
Yes, yeah. I definitely lost my footing because, you know, even to get the business, before I got the business, I was definitely in sync with God, in that I made sure I did spiritual practices every day. You know, I made sure I did my visualization, meditation on the Word. I read the Word. I also journaled after reading articles from my various ministries that I was connected with. And in addition to that, you know, then I would go work out at the park.
Hey, you're kind of fading in and out on me.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I would continue that spiritual work by going to the park and all that. And that really was the foundation that strengthened me to the point where I was able to build my faith muscles and receive the blessings of God. What happened was when I got the business, I was so focused on trying to make ends meet and cover the expenses and all that, I lost that connection where I was no longer doing those spiritual things. And I really believe that was how I lost my footing, because I do believe if I had continued doing the spiritual work, I would have gotten to the point where I was healing my soul from the loss of my mother and all the other things that I had dealt with in my life. So I believe that people who are in that place, and I can totally relate, one of the most important things is to not turn away from God, but to lean further into Him and to start doing the spiritual practices, because that is the foundation of it all. You know, when everything else is crumbling around us, that's when we even more so need to have the spiritual practices as part of our day-to-day living, because that's what anchors us and secures us when everything else is falling apart. That's number one. And the second and most important thing to me is to find, and I know this is your platform and I love it, is to find your purpose and hold on to it and pursue it with all your passion. Because when you have a purpose that you're pursuing, it seems like, I mean, you may get knocked off your axis a little bit, but you'll always go, you'll always have that footing because you know your purpose is bigger than anything, any loss, anything. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. I can definitely identify with that. But, you know, one of the things that individuals fail to realize is that a lot of times the shift and the shaking that goes on in our lives is to catapult us into the next dimension of what God ordained and the
yes.
place that He actually wanted us to be in. And, you know, I often share my story about being a survivor of domestic violence and how this platform and this, what I'm doing right now, I never imagined I would be doing what I'm doing. I never believed that I would have been able to write a book, let alone four books.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But it was my tragedy that caused me to triumph to be in this platform in this arena that I'm in now. And had I succumbed to that and became a product of the environment and became sucked up with life and
mm-hmm.
turmoils of it, if I had given up, if I hadn't decided to move forward in life instead of standing there and deciding to go on welfare and just collect checks and not dream. See, a lot of times when you go through adversities, you cease to dream. You cease to believe that there is something far beyond what you see right at this particular moment. And that's where the limitations come in. That's why I wrote the last book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purposes, because when we can imagine ourselves in another place,
mm-hmm.
when we can actually take steps in our mind. You know, the Word of God talks about renewing our mind so
Amen.
That we can be able to see the dimensions and the levels that God wants to take us in. But unless we renew our mind just as well as we renew our bodies, you talk about detoxing
mm-hmm.
our bodies so that the cleanliness can come for us. Just like I related to a newborn baby. When that baby
yes.
first comes out, there's all kind of mucus and blood on it before they cut the umbilical cord. And then, you know, they wipe away the eyes and they blow in the nose and they get the snot. And then all of a sudden you hear that baby cry because all the mucus and the stuff that was in that womb, in that cocoon, has to be blown away. And that's how it is when we're shifting into the next dimension of our lives.
Yes.
We got to clean out the mucus, clean out the cobwebs and stuff,
beautiful.
And then breathe again.
Huh.
And so this is what I envision or seeing as I went through your website, sharingthebliss.com,
mm-hmm.
and seeing the different levels of the things you're doing there. We go from glory to glory.
Yes.
We take one step, and then we take another, and then we take another. We've heard, I don't know about you, but I've heard through my Christian walk, well, if you make one step, God will make two. But no, we make all the steps. He said, lo, I'll be with you always. But we make the steps. So in your process of spiritual elevation, I see that you have a daily steps and rituals. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yes, definitely. So much so that was part of my healing, because through the healing of my body, as we mentioned, the soul had to be healed. The soul had to be detoxed, and so God had given me these spiritual practices, and basically they're just everything is in the Bible, you know, it's nothing new at all. But I guess for myself, I needed something that I could identify with, and I ended up, and God gave me this a name called Zoe Spirit Practices, and so that's part of Sharing the Bliss, so where we teach Zoe Spirit Practices, and basically they're just spiritual practices that God has suggested that we do to as kingdom heirs and to stay in alignment with the kingdom while we're living in what I call the matrix of the world, call the world a matrix. So if you want to fully engage the kingdom, unplug from the matrix, there's spiritual practices. And so one, of course, is prayer. And then I like to say, you know, prayer as Thanksgiving prayer, where we're giving thanks more than we're asking. We're just making a list in our minds, just thanking God for everything we can think of. And I like to do that first thing in the morning, even before I get out of bed. And it's like your mind gets bombarded.
You're fading out on me.
Oh, gosh. Is it better now?
Yeah, you faded
out.
Yeah,
I know. It sounds like it's breaking out a little bit. I don't even know why. But
one of the things I wanted to interject when you were saying about the daily ritual about giving thanks, you know, I can definitely identify with that process of devotion, because I have discovered in that I just feel the chains breaking when I just begin to thank God, just to worship Him simply because of who He is, not asking Him for anything, not you know, wanting anything, just simply magnifying His name and His greatness, thanking Him for who He is. And I believe that is the first key to breakthrough, because when you worship God and acknowledgement of His greatness, you're saying to yourself that, okay, I am willing to die to who I am, knowing that there is a power greater than I am. And when we submit to the higher authority of a spirit and a power more magnificent than we can ever imagine, that's when breakthrough comes. Because a lot of times we can't get to the next level because of pride, because of us always wanting to be magnified and be greater than we are. We move in our own being, where the Word of God clearly says it's in Him that we live and we move and have our being. But so often, and it's so easy to get off track, where we get up every day and we start moving and we try and make things happen, not realizing that nothing is going to go forth and happen unless God allows it to be so in the first place.
Amen.
And it is by His mercy that we're able to function, even though we acknowledge we're not acknowledging Him in the process of our steps of greatness, because, you know, the righteousness of God and the giftings of God and the manifestations of the fruits of this world, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And a lot of times when adversity comes in our life, it comes because there is a greater purpose than us just existing here. The purpose and assignment is for us to shift into that gear where it's not about us. It's about what you want to do through
us. Oh, I love it.
Much is given, much is required. So in our acquiring of the greatness that God has for us, it causes us to take a shift where we run into brick walls of adversities and trials and tribulations. And am I saying that, that things that are going wrong in your life, they're going wrong in your life because, you know, God is allowing it to happen because He wants something, He wants you to do something? No, I'm not saying that. That's not the case all the time. But those that are in the midst of adversity, they know that there is a shaking going on and God is speaking, because they're not alienated from the fact that God is speaking. There's no way you can dismiss it, because there's I know you and some of the listening audience have said, I've been running from God. I know I've been running for God a long time. It's because you've heard and you know that there's something greater, but you can't embrace it. You can't even, you don't know which direction to go. That's because that's the shaking that's going on. You, a lot of times you're unhappy and miserable because there's so much more. So much more. So continue, but that worshiping thing, I had to
Amen.
A lot more, because in the secret place of the Most High shall we abide under the shadows of the Almighty. So,
Amen.
And this is my show, so I can talk about kingdom if I want to.
Yeah. Hey, yes,
because
yes,
it is
I love
the foundation.
It.
It is the foundation. Now, Hot Topics from the Soul, Coach Carmen, you know, I just don't talk about religious views, although I am a religious and spiritual person, and I try to cater to the community. But at the end of the day, it is reaching hearts and empowering lives.
Amen.
And the only
Amen.
Way that individuals can be empowered is to believe in a power greater than their own.
Amen. And I think most people can relate to that today. You know, even non-Christians can relate to that today. So I'm going to cue in another number, so that if this one that I'm using now is problematic, if I can use this one, the second one, that'd be great. It's the 718 number.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Okay. Hold on, muting.
Okay, it's 718.
Carmen, are you there?
Yes.
Is it 9772?
Yes.
Okay, I have you.
Great, great. This should be
okay.
better.
Okay. Yes.
All
okay.
right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
Beautiful.
For having another line.
Yes,
okay.
yes, I didn't want to disturb this beautiful, beautiful evening of everything that you're saying is just resonating with me so, and I know I get excited and I'm resonating with someone when my toes start to curl up. It's like, woo, I'm so excited. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, iron sharpens iron, that is a true fact that, you know.
Yes.
You know, when you're in the midst and talking spiritual things, and, you know, it just jump started in me, because a lot of times we do get sidetracked, we get, you know, derailed in life and forget our Creator, because we're so busy dealing with earthly things till we become lax in heavenly things. And then there's some people that's so heavenly minded to they're no earthly good. They can't function in the earth because they're so up there busy naming, aiming it and claiming it, and no manifestation has come forth. So they stay stuck in life because they don't know how to cause the shifting to go to the next level so that they can move forward and function in this capacity, in this dispensation, this earth realm. So, you know, there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. And in sharing the bliss, do you have to, and you're a coach, in your capacity as functioning and a transformation coach, is there a way, or is that where you're teaching individuals to create a balance?
Yes, yes, because of being a holistic coach, it's all about the balance. It's all about, as you said, it's Romans 12:1-2. That's the foundation of sharing the bliss. It's renewing of the mind, you know, and presenting your body as a, you know, a living sacrifice. But it's renewing the mind. It's healing the body, and it's stepping out on purpose and pursuing your purpose. So, you know, you had mentioned a couple of times about how it's your experience that thing that you're going through, that challenge, that hurt, that horror, whatever it is, it, you are so on point when you talk about how that is the bouncing off point. Most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, that is our bouncing off point to our purpose, for our purpose, living on purpose. And I did a 2-day, I created a 2-day workshop and retreat a couple of weeks ago called Mess to Mission, how to take your pain, turn your pain into power and your purpose into prosperity. And that's what it was all about. It was about taking that mess and making it your mission, because that's what I did through my cocoon experience. Had I not hit the wall and gotten so sick that I almost died, I would not be, there would not be a sharing the bliss. I would probably still be doing the other things I was doing, but all of the broken pieces of my life came together and created this mosaic of sharing the bliss. And just exactly how it came together to create your beautiful ministry and business and platform, because you allowed God to take those broken pieces and create the beautiful mosaic of your life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. It's exactly what I had to do, because of the fact that, you know, I just knew, and as I stated earlier, that a lot of times we know when there's a shaking going on to cause a shift to catapult us to the next level. It'll either make us or break us. And so that's where I believe that terminology comes from, and where we have this cliche, well, if it doesn't kill us, it'll make us stronger.
Stronger. Amen.
So, yeah, at that time of shifting, at that time of breaking, it will either kill us where we kill the dream and kill the purposes that God originally had for us, or we begin to live them. It becomes a crossroads where we have to choose. Choose ye this day who you will serve. Will you move forward, or will you just stand still and be dormant and let all the dreams pass you by? And because a lot of times we sit there watching other people live their dream. We're so excited about other people moving forward, but we don't invest in ourselves and our mind and our spirits to move on to the next level for ourselves. But we stand at the window gazing, looking at other people living their best life now and saying, why can't we live our life? Why can't we do this? Why can't we move to the next level? And we get stuck in life, stuck looking through that window with our hands up to the screen, with the windows fogging, and every now and then we'll wipe the fog away from the window and say, I'm in here. But it is up to us to move and cause that transformational shift to catapult us to the next level. It begins with us.
Wow. When you said that, my goodness. Can I tell you something, a very personal story?
Sure.
It won't take long, but when you said those words, they totally painted the picture of my sister, who just passed away not very long ago. And that was another shift in my life that was a huge shift, because she had been on these medications for nerves. And basically she was given Paxil and then one thing after the next and the next and the next. And from day one, I didn't want her to take anything, but she had decided, she had a strong will that the doctors knew best. And for 10 years, she had been on these psychotropic drugs. And Dr. Val, I mean, this beautiful, educated woman who was the first black teacher in the public school that she taught in, to see her life decline was just like a spiral. You saw, it's like I could see the freight train coming, but I couldn't get her off of the track because the medication had taken such control over so many parts of her body, a mindset, physically she couldn't stand up on her own to the point where eventually she was in a wheelchair. When she was at the last stage of her life, and she died because of the medication. When she was at the last stage of her life, I was the one that was there with her at the hospital, at the rehab center, different places she was at. And I did everything I could to get her to hold on to to create a vision, a future vision for herself. In fact, even before she got to that point when she was home, I was asking her, well, what about your journal? What about you planning? What are you going to be doing? I knew that if she had a vision, there was hope for her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If she held on to her, if she found her purpose and held on to it, it would be hopeful. But because her mind didn't want the medication and did not want her in that realm. She could watch Home Shopping Network and she could shop all day. That was okay. But when it was time to think about her future, she could watch silly shows about this person's life, like exactly what you said, watch other people succeed and talk about, this person, she knew all the stars and their business. And I'm like, but what about your life? What about you, darling? And she just wasn't getting it. And at the last few days of her life, I didn't know she was going to die, but I was trying to get her to write down just some things that she wanted to do when she got better. But she couldn't do it. And now I know why, because she was ready to give up.
Right.
That's how powerful your purpose is. That's how powerful and how important it is for us to know what we were put here to do and to pursue it.
Absolutely. And, I've had the unfortunate opportunity to be near someone, as they were passing away. And, we were standing praying and wanting and holding on to them, wanting them to stay with us because we don't want to let them go. But it's just something about the power of the will. When you say, I'm tired, I'm done, and you're able to do that, to transition on, that was one of the hardest things that I could not understand. Because I was like, I was praying. Why did this person die? And I was praying and I was holding on. Why did they? And I said, I believed, I trusted. Why did this person die? But God won't do anything against somebody else's will. Because each of us are individual beings that have a purpose and we have the ability to let go.
That's so true.
We would embrace that fact and that knowing that we have the ability to let go, then I think we would be a lot freer as we're walking around in the earth, living our lives, because we refuse to let go of hatred, of anger, of bitterness, unforgiveness, and it corrupts our very souls and eats us from the core and causes such a cancerous effect in our bodies and our minds till we fail to function.
Yes.
We fail to move forward. So in sharing the bliss, is that part of that process where you've run into cases like that? If you could share like kind of an example, not using anybody's name or anything, but of some of the work that you've done where you've actually had breakthrough with someone's life.
Oh yes, so many, and it's just amazing. And I know you could see it in your life, how your experience, once you've come out of that cocoon, you can help others to come out of theirs, but it's not until you have your experience and you come out that you're able to help others to come out. And that's what makes your life so, so precious.
and your experiences. So important. And yes, one example is a client who actually is an international client. She lives in Australia, and she contacted me, had a lot of physical issues. A lot of them were similar to mine, that I had before I hit the wall, and, you know, intestinal issues and all kinds of, she had horrible menstrual and really she had very bad headaches and bad skin issues and couldn't sleep, lots of stuff going on there. And she asked me whether I could do the 28-day body and soul, whether she could do the 28-day body and soul detox program, a private program, privately with me. And I offer a group, private, and VIP days as well. So I was like, yes, it would be fabulous. And she was very excited about the soul piece, too, because she had a lot of mess in her mind, will, and emotions from her childhood and past. So we just finished her program, and miraculous, amazing transformations. First of all, the soul detox healed her soul to the point where she's able to sleep like a baby. She doesn't have the angst that she had before. She no more skin problems, no more menstrual pain like she had before, no headaches anymore. I have to ask her, did she lose weight? We didn't even focus on weight, but that usually just happens naturally. But mm-hmm. what I love is that it was, and she was able, because she kind of disconnected from, she loved God, but she disconnected from really reading the word and that type of thing. So she got back into that. So she's transformed. And it was just a 6-week program. So that was exciting.
Wow. Yeah, see, the victory is when you actually have someone that comes through it. And when they come through a hole, that is definitely the victory in any process that we go through. Because even with me, it's been good 16 years, 17 years, and I'm still wow. processing daily, because I feel that God is always taking me to different levels, different dimensions, and different yes. classrooms, I should say.
Yes.
I'm Amen. Being educated on a daily basis from God, and I know that it's because that he just still has so much more for me to do. And wow. and I just look forward to, you know, doing his will and then seeing the manifestation of the fruits of the labor that I put in, whether it be reaching one heart or changing thousands. I know that there's more for me to do. Rather, and I guess that's why I write, too, knowing that my books will outlive me.
Mm-hmm.
And go through generations. And go through from generation to generation, so they, you know, let your works and live a life where it goes beyond your natural form.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. It's beautiful. It really is to meet someone like you and to see, wow, how many lives you have transformed and helped to come out of their cocoon experience, you know, and then the beautiful books that you're writing have written also, you know, where they have that support is really priceless. It really is. And I would love to offer, I have a 7-day complimentary coaching program. It's like a preview coaching program that I offer those who come onto the website and give me their contact information so that they can get on my mailing list. If I can offer that would be awesome.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for the gifting.
Yes, yes. It's called From the Matrix to the Kingdom, and it's a 7 part. So each day you get another piece of, I call it a piece of the treasure map, the treasure map to your purpose-driven dream life. And, yes, yeah, so all you have to do is go to sharingthebliss.com and opt in there, fill out the information there. And you also get some recipes. I have some raw vegan desserts that are so delicious and gluten-free, refined sugar-free. If you have, if you're a diabetic, they're healthy. They're actually good for you. Can you imagine, Dr. Val, eating desserts that are actually healing?
Oh, for example?
Oh, let's see. I have some chocolate bonbons, and they're like, you know, they look like chocolate balls, and you can put coconut on top of them or nuts or whatever, or you can put the powdered cacao on top. So they look really pretty. They're nice to present if you're having a dinner party, and they will satisfy your chocolate craving. But meanwhile, they have all kinds of superfoods in them, as well as in all of my desserts, I put protein powder in them, like a green protein powder. You can even put spirulina powder in your desserts. So this way you're giving your body.
I've heard about spirulina. What is that?
Yes. Yeah, it's a sea, it's like a sea algae. And spirulina is lovely. When you get it in the powdered form, you can make I call it mermaid tea, right? And I just put like a teaspoon of it. Oh, you just read what the bottle tells you how much to put in some good water, some healthy water, spring water or alkaline water, and some lemon, organic lemon juice, or, you know, just squeeze half a lemon in there or a quarter of a lemon and put it in your blender and drink that throughout the day. You know, I'm probably about a quart of water, and drink that throughout the day, and it will satisfy, it will take away any sugar cravings, unhealthy cravings, and it will suppress your appetite, but you're feeding your body B vitamins and a lot of nutrition, which is kind of nice.
Okay, and that's what the spirulina does.
Yes, yes. So it's good for those when you're detoxing or juicing. You want something that's going to keep you from having those cravings, the food cravings. So you can drink that for the, during that process of detoxing. It's good for you.
I'm going to open up the lines for questions and comments. We're almost out of time. The time went so fast. Shirley,
there? Yes, I am. What a beautiful show tonight. Coach Herman, I'm Shirley Carter. I am actually Dr. Parker's co-host. Unfortunately, Nafita and I have a sick grandbaby, so I wasn't able to join you in the beginning, but I have listened to the show, and I have to say I commend you. I tip my hat to you. We have so much in common. I was listening to you, and you talked about your mom dying at 41. Mine died at around that age as well. And then my father, and listening to you even down to losing so many relatives and your sister in her transition. I lost my sister last year, similar, you know, in a situation.
Goodness.
With medications and everything, and her giving up, you know, it's, and then I'm listening to you about the detox, because I'm dealing with some things myself with medication, and where I just came from Mayo, and they were taking me off different medicines that the doctors here in my town had put me on, and they was like, no, get rid of this, get rid of this, you know. Because it was poisoning my body.
Yes.
I was literally poisoning my heart and my kidneys.
My God.
Yeah. And they were like, your kidneys were losing him. What's going on? It must be your lupus and da da da. And come to find out, it wasn't. It was the medication.
The medication. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was the medication that was taken.
My goodness. Wow. That's amazing how much we have in common. Wow. We definitely have to stay connected.
Yeah.
It just really touched my heart just to hear everything that you said. And I'm so glad that you found the Mayo Clinic and they're working on weaning you off the medication. My goodness, because that is such a huge part of what I do and I'm so passionate about. And that is, you know, of course, we're not supposed to tell people, you know, tell people that you can heal your body with food, you know, all those things you're supposed to not say. But the reality is food is our medicine. And if you can adapt an organic, and especially organic, because the pesticides and herbicides in the food today is really wreaking havoc in our bodies. And if you have any type of illness, you want to have as little toxic, you know, chemicals in your body as possible. So organic is number one. You know, to go organic and then to eat as high amount of living food that's not cooked, because life begets life. And the more living food you put in your body, the faster your body will heal. And that's how you will be able to wean off of have your doctors wean you off of the medication. Because we know we don't take ourselves off of the medication, never, ever, ever, right?
Right.
That you don't do that on your own.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Well, I have truly enjoyed you tonight. Thank you,
Sister Shirley. Thank you so much. It's an honor to meet you.
It is amazing how many people that we lose because of medications that doctors prescribe us. And, you know, like my mother, she would take prescriptions, and it would make her sick. She'd be so sick. I said, why are you continuing to take it if it's making you sick?
She said, because the doctor gave it to
me. The doctor gave it to me. Then I said, well, stop taking it. I said, because if it makes you feel that bad, you don't need to be taking it. So she had stopped taking the medication I gave her. And then she goes to the doctor and find out that it was not the right medication for her. They changed her prescription.
Oh.
They changed her prescription and said, well, try this. Mm-hmm. Well, basically what they're saying is try this is because they knew they failed in the first place.
Yes. Very similar thing happened to my mother-in-law who just had a stroke not too long ago, last year. Yes, it's so true, you know, and just trying to get her to completely turn away from the foods that she was eating before. She's turned away from some, but, you know, she still has her foot in the pot, you know.
Yeah.
Her little toe's still in there. She refuses to completely, and she doesn't really understand yet that when you're taking food like medicine, you can't play around, just like you don't play around when the doctors give you medicine. You know, you can't be wishy-washy, right, when the doctors give you medicine. So why do people feel that they can be wishy-washy when they're taking food as medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shirley used to get on me because every morning I was like, Shirley, I'm just losing so much weight. I don't know what to do. And she was like, well, what are you eating? And I said, well, I'm having egg whites and spinach. And she said, well, that's why you're not gaining any weight. You're losing weight because of what you eat. She said, she said, as little and as small as you are, you don't need to be giving up nothing.
it's funny because are you a petite woman?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's challenging, you know, when you're a petite woman, because there's not a whole lot of petite women around, you know, so you're dominated by people who are, you know, much bigger than you. But the reality is it's our healthy weight that we need to be concerned about, not the way we look in the mirror, but our healthy weight. And everybody has their own healthy weight, you know, and sometimes a healthy weight is thinner than what you're comfortable with initially. But if you have to get to that point just to heal your body, then it's worth doing that. And then you can go and start eating more, eat healthy foods, but that have more fatty healthy foods, you know, like avocados are great for adding, you know, adding some extra pounds. And, you know, there's other things that you can eat.
Just came right out of the gate with something I don't like, avocados.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? Guess what? I just made ice cream. It was like a, what do you call it? One of those, like a gelato ice cream, a berry ice cream. Guess what the base was made of? Guess what the
avocado.
Base was?
Avocado.
Avocado. Girl, you didn't even taste the avocado. See?
Well,
I gotcha.
Well, we'll see. Well, you know what? I am having a retreat for my listening audience. I have a retreat coming up September 13th and 14th. It's called Walking in Purpose, and I have some fascinating, magnificent gifts. You know, I always try to bring the very best on my show, so therefore I'm going to bring the very best at my retreat to speak, to be able to share with you and empower you and inspire individuals to tap into their greatness. And we'll be talking about life issues. We'll be talking about health and financial, and I always end up my workshops and seminars with a 70s party, so we have fun too. So you can join me at Soul Retreat 2013, September 13th and 14th. If you want more information regarding that, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com. And also, if you want further information regarding any of my guests, you can email me, and I will make sure I connect you with them. But Coach Carmen's website is sharingthebliss.com, and she has offered, if you go there, pull up her website and opt in, you'll be able to get a free program that she's offering right now, and I ask that you take advantage of that. You know, we don't invest in ourselves, but someone is offering you something for free to help you get to the next level, to inspire you into your true potential and your greatness. Take advantage of it. You know, one of the things I find, Coach Carmen, is a lot of people won't participate in their own rescue.
Wow.
So, you know, you got lifelines everywhere, but if you don't participate in grabbing that line, then you won't be able to be saved. So take advantage of the lifeline that's been thrown to you and visit sharingthebliss.com. And I thank my good friend, Hazel Goodman, for referring me to you.
Yes. Thank you, Hazel. I love you.
Yes, she is a powerful force in this earth realm, I tell you.
Yes. She was at the Master Mission event.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, check out Hazel Goodman on Facebook, and she's an actress, and she's a minister of the gospel, and she does poetry. She's a magnificent being herself. So, and she's been on this show, so you can always go back into the archives and look at the shows and replay the ones with where I interviewed Hazel Goodman on the show. Any closing remarks, Coach Carmen?
Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to say that I so enjoyed being on the show with you tonight. You inspired me so much. And then meeting Sister Shirley, and woo, I would love to come back.
Awesome. Yes. You know, when we talk about spiritual things, that is my true zone. Although I do other things, I know where my zone is, where my footing is. So thank you so much for agreeing to be a part of the show and also allow me to stretch and tap into the spiritual power that I and a lot of individuals do possess but don't know how to channel into it. So I appreciate you for that, because, as I say, iron sharpens iron, and the spirit pulled me into dimensions. So I salute you and thank you for that and all the work that you're doing. So visit
Coach Carmen at sharingthebliss.com, and also visit my website from thesoulofawoman.com. Thank you all so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night, God bless.